Hello, listeners. My name is Kabir Subbaiah. Welcome to the second episode of Team Recharge's podcast on sustainability and service. In this episode, we will be interviewing Dr. Love Deepak Trivedi. Dr. Love Deepak Trivedi is a physics master currently teaching at the Doon School, Dehradun. Dr. Trivedi studied at the SSC, HSC, Bachelor of Science and Master of Science in Physics courses. He recently completed his doctorate from UCA Bolivia and is currently pursuing the Bachelor of Education from ICFAI University. Dr. Trivedi has taught IGCSE, IB, and AS A-level physics in his 8 years of teaching experience. He has also been a CAS coordinator for the IB Diploma program. Dr. Trivedi founded the Sustainability Society at the Doon School, Dehradun. Along with that, Dr. Trivedi is a member of numerous organizations which are working towards making the world a better place, a few of which include the Heal World Foundation and Toy Bank. He also organized a fundraiser for United Way Mumbai. Dr. Trivedi has an inclination towards various sports, reading, playing the keyboard, and also takes keen interest in programming and computer skills. Joining me today also is the founder of Team Recharge, Pranav Lohia. Without further ado, we will move on to our first question for Dr. Trivedi. The COVID pandemic has adversely affected the majority of people in different ways. How has the role of social service changed? And what advice would you give to students and young people who want to get involved with social service at a time like this?
Yeah, in this situation, which is caused by COVID-19, it is even more necessary for youth to come together and provide their helping hands in social work. Social workers, as a youth, should maintain their actions coordinated with a multi-professional and educational guidance teams, assessing in each case the priority and the most appropriate modality of intervention. These are the times of uncertainty, but we should be very much positive and be ready to help in however possible way we can. Effective work will need to be done, including but not limited to the following aspects. We as a youth should provide continuous support to the students who are facing difficulties in accessing, remaining in, or progressing in the education system for social, economical, cultural, or ethnic reasons. We are the source. If we are privileged enough, we should be helping the underprivileged because their learning should not stop. There are students who might be going through a lot of mental pressure. They need our support at this stage. We cannot provide real support to them, but yes, we need to be present virtually and our wishes should be with them. Youth should come together and take on various projects on global sustainable goals because right now that is what is going to affect the climate and going to create a good sustainable future. We should keep encouraging youth to participate in psychopedagogical assessment of students who actually need special support and or sometimes they may need special education needs. Right now they are in crisis rather than we. We should also collaborate in response to social needs of students in education environments. If we come together and if we take a decision, no goal is unachievable. So we should organize and implement together with our teaching teams. Our actions are going to speak for us. This is my message for the youth.
Thank you, sir, for that inspiring answer. I would like to invite Pranav to ask the next question.
Hello, sir. We are delighted to have you on our interview. And this is our second question to you. In the context of the COVID situation, many of the most common avenues of social service that include face-to-face interaction are no longer feasible. As someone who has substantial experience in the field of social service, what has been your experience dealing with these challenges?
Let me first tell you, I did not do any special training in service or social service. It just comes from within. People have to have that desire to help individuals. People have to come together to help out various people who are in need. People have adapted to different technologies. Nowadays, IYP, CAS program of IB diploma program, they all have transitioned very nicely and effectively and has accepted a route to deliver service through online mode. And students initially definitely faced difficulties, but yes, right now we have various ways in which we can do direct and indirect services. Many companies have started providing opportunities to the students to be in their brainstorming teams. Tesla has invited students to write tweets so that they can help them in space design. Many new competitions, real-life competitions, have come ahead who inspires teams to come and come up with a project idea that can be implemented at large-scale accelerators. Global social leaders, science diaries, etc. have started opening platforms to initiate and trigger the idea of implementing global goals. Your project, Recharge, has a good message to give. It's a live example of how to overcome challenges and continuing doing the desired work and meeting your own goals. Yes, the small projects like you are definitely going to bring out a big change. And this is my message. Start, but do not stop. And one day you will see you are meeting your goal. So none of the services are counted to be small. Whatever you can do in this time, you should do it. Even though you are not able to meet anyone face to face, but your work, your desire will definitely help others.
Thank you, sir, for that insightful answer. Our next question is regarding climate change, which is in today's day and age a very pertinent issue. So with respect to climate change, smaller projects and initiatives have been contributing to the climate effort. However, the issue is a much larger one. Who needs to take responsibility and what approach do you think needs to be taken to combat climate change?
In 2015, people did realize that ozone layer is depleting, there is a lot of pollution, population has been increasing, we are not going to be able to meet the energy crisis, or we are not able to give enough supplies to our future generation. That is when United Nations came together and gave a proposal of to all the countries to implement sustainable development goals and try to create a desirable goal of meeting them by 2030. I think that was the first step wherein all the countries, without any bias or without any hesitations, raised their hands and participated to achieve one goal, which is to have a sustainable future so that we can meet the energy requirements of our future generation. So who needs to take responsibility? Each and every individual of us are responsible for our nature. I think the first goal which each of us should do is to meet the energy requirement. So projects like Recharge, many other projects who are trying to come up with various methods to meet the energy efficiency, to meet the energy requirement of the people. Limiting the use of fossil fuels such as oil, carbon, natural gas, and replacing them with renewable and cleaner source of energy should be our first goals. So to increase energy efficiency should be priority. Carpooling are another things wherein we can save resources. Renewables like wind and solar are becoming increasingly cheap across the world. I understand when earlier the technology came, they were very expensive, but now they are very, very cheap and easy to implement. You are the living example. Your project, your models definitely show that how we can use solar energy. Work concretely to implement the interconnected sustainable development goal. The goal 17 is partnership for the goals. If I do not have one resource, I can ask for collaboration, I can ask for support, and anyone in the world can help me to achieve that. We let a lot of things happen even though we know things better. So that change, with more citizen engagement and scientists making greater efforts to make science more readily available to non-specialists. Also, in the rather complex and interconnected world, forget about the technical fix. Try out the works at different scale and try to provide a balance locally and globally. Come up with an idea. We can definitely work on that idea and make a better project. We can do it together. Telling and testing new stories of inclusiveness, less waste, more satisfaction for more people, and giving space to people and nature to breathe. What about pursuing renewables big time? Look for reducing waste in all production and consumption processes. Tax carbon and distribute the proceeds to the poorer segments of society which consume and waste less. Phase out subsidies, particularly for fossil fuels. So I think such kind of small steps towards the nature are going to help us stop, I won't say stop, but to control the climate change and sustain our futures and us and creating a good space for our future generations. That is what I would say. This is where youth needs to come up and we need to take a step.
Thank you, sir, for that answer. And thank you for joining us on this interview today. It was very informative. I can say that for myself, at least. And to all listeners, follow us on our Instagram and Facebook and Twitter accounts and message us with your feedback and suggestions. Thank you for tuning in and hope to see you in the next episode.